Okay, now it's recording. What we're saying right now.
Mic check. 1, 2, 3. Mic check. 1, 2, 3.
Yes, could you? Mic test. Okay. Good.
Are we good?
We're good.
Okay. We're here today to hear a pre-hearing conference in the appeal of Guam Pacific Enterprises, OPA number PA09003. Guam Pacific Enterprises Incorporated, as appellant and appellee, Guam Power Authority. Guam Pacific Enterprises is represented by Mr.
My name is Mr. Jeffrey Lim Sangan. I'm the president of the company.
All right. Will you be representing yourself?
Yes.
Okay. So Guam Pacific Enterprises will be represented by Mr. Langansan, and he'll be proceeding pro se. And Guam Power Authority appellee will be represented by, introduce yourself, please, sir.
Graham Botha, GPA Legal Counsel.
Okay.
And I have with me Ms. Jamie Pangolinan, who's the procurement manager.
Okay, and the other gentleman?
Ben Farcina, Ireland.
Okay. Both employees of GPA?
Yes, yes.
Okay. This, what we're going to do today is try to schedule and see if we can agree on a schedule and just go over some basics. What I would like to do is, first of all, find whether or not we want a hearing in this. We can proceed with a formal hearing, and I have a date potentially set for it, if we can agree on that. My potential date for a formal hearing would be October 1. Is everybody available at that time? Is that mutually agreeable?
It's all right with me.
Okay. How about you, sir?
I think it's all right with us.
Actually, sir, because of the new fiscal year coming in, it's actually going to be very busy for us.
Well,
the procurement side.
We're going to have it around there because of everybody else's schedules, including mine. I don't think it's going to take more than one day. In fact, it should probably be finished in the morning.
Oh, okay. Would the 5th be acceptable? That would be
yes.
The following Monday?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Just the first 2 days are kind of busy to,
sure.
You know, rolling over.
How about you, Mr. Lang?
What day is that?
The 5th.
It would be Monday.
Which is a Monday.
Yes, it would be.
Okay. So we're all agreed on the 5th for the formal hearing.
And would that be in the morning, or?
It would be in the morning at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
And let's go back to the other dates I had set here. For motions, filing deadline for motions, we'll start with, I have September 10 at 5 p.m. All motions filed and served on all parties no later than this date and time. I'll provide you with a formal order when we agree on everything. And September 15th at 5 p.m., all motions filed, served, all motions in opposition filed and served no later than 5 p.m. Reply deadline, tell me if I'm going too fast. Reply deadline, the 16th of September, 5 p.m., all reply in opposition to be filed and served at all parties no later than then, 5 p.m. And motion hearing on the 17th at 2 p.m. Okay, as to proceeding toward the formal hearing, during materials,
submitted, filed by September 21st at 5 p.m. And I'll give you a formal order on this, but it would involve copies of witness lists, exhibit lists, list of issues which you feel require evidence or arguments to be presented at the hearing, admissions of facts and stipulations, with no less than 4 copies of all lists and exhibits submitted to OPA.
September 25th?
September 21st, sir. Okay, hearing briefs. September 22nd, no later than 5 p.m. File and serve on all the other parties' hearing briefs, summarizing your arguments concerning contested issues, no later than this date and time. With the formal hearing to begin October 5, 9 a.m., and it will proceed in the following order: opening statements of the parties, appellant's case in chief, Mr. Tulungansan, appellee's case in chief, closing statements of the parties. And what I'd like to see is as much citation of contractual terms, statutes, and regs as we possibly can to justify your various positions. I'd like to see something about the bond brief. I'd like to see something about the penalties brief. Including the interest accruing on the bond, one way or the other. And set off. Any questions?
Yes, Mr. Stick.
Yes.
Yeah. I thought, is this a pre-hearing conference? In your press paragraph on letter A, you specify your deformulation and simplification of issues.
Mm-hmm.
You know that in case the witnesses that here admitted my arguments, mm-hmm. is substantiated with documents which I faxed to your office.
Yeah,
what would be enough to finish this case?
Well, what we're talking about there is a stipulation, sir, and what we'd like to do is have you and Mr. Botha get together, and you could do this at a later date, just the two of you privately, and see what you can and cannot agree on, and then you could submit your stipulation. I'm sure Mr. Botha would work with you on that. He doesn't want to spend any more time doing this than he has to. There may be items and facts and law that you can agree on.
Well, I thought we can discuss it over here.
Right now, this probably is not the best opportunity unless there's something that you can formally draw up at this time, subsequent to this. Is there anything that you would entertain that might be sufficiently prepared that we could undertake it here?
Well, first of all, Mr. Verstake, I believe my arguments that I submitted to your office is sufficient enough, and they would the witness, Ms. Jenny Tangulino, is here to discuss that if she will agree or approve.
Sir,
all those documents.
If you want, if the proper route might be a motion for summary judgment according to the motion schedule, if that's the way you want to go, sir. And we have that.
And we certainly oppose. Well, I'm certainly willing to sit down with Ms. Peng Lin and Mr. Lin Songen and discuss that. But I mean, certainly we filed sufficient evidence, anyways. We certainly will work with them and see if there are facts that we can stipulate to. I mean, I think the documents, to be quite honest, we don't have any dispute. They speak for themselves. Right. I mean, so I think the agency report is fairly well set out. I don't think either party is disputing that, so that we can stipulate as to now, as to his other arguments, and that may be a little doubtful, but we certainly can stipulate as to the documents and the facts, some of them before us. I suspect that's possible, but I don't think today would be the appropriate time, and certainly we have no method for putting that down in writing.
Recording what's agreed today. See, that's the problem, Mr. Lanata. What I was suggesting is that you two get together and come up with a formal stipulation as to what you agree on and don't agree on. That would be the way to go. Then we'd all be working from the same page.
Okay, in the case, then I agree.
Okay, what you'd have to do, sir, is the two of you would get together and propose what's going to be agreed and not agreed on. And he's aware you're proceeding pro se, so he'll work with you.
Yeah, as I said, I mean, I think certainly the documents and all those things, he sent them to us. We don't have a dispute as to those, so I think we can stipulate as to the factual basis. Now, the interpretation of the contract terms, obviously we may differ on that, but certainly, and the payments and the amounts that were deducted, I mean, we have checks and invoices to back that up, so I think those facts, I really don't think those are going to be in dispute. So perhaps a stipulation as to the factual basis, and then what's left really is GPA's interpretation, Mr. Lansangan's interpretation of what are appropriate, damages, liquidated damages, and whether the procedure's been followed. We're more than happy to provide that. I mean, GPA is very transparent in what it does, so we can certainly go forward with that.
Is that acceptable to you, Mr.
Yes, Mr. Speaker, just want to clarify a point that GPA has not the only right to the purchase order. I also have the right to get a deliberate extension, which I did not get.
Yes,
because of the wrong judgment.
Yes, we don't want to get into the substance. Let me explain something. You're proceeding per se. This is a hearing not to argue the law. It's a hearing to see what we can schedule, agree on, and how we can simplify the case to get to the point where we start arguing the law at the point.
Respectfully concurrent, Mr.
Okay. That's fine.
All right. Does anybody have any further questions? While we're here, I'll raise them now. Is everybody in agreement with the schedule I set up?
Yeah. No. I think the scheduling is fine. I mean,
okay.
I think that gives us. Certainly we're willing to work with Mr. Lin Songen before the. I think the earliest one is the 10th, so I mean, certainly we can sit with them before that and see what we can work out. I suspect our interpretations may differ, but like I said, the factual basis as to the invoices and bills and stuff,
I don't
think there's anything to dispute on that.
All right. And just for your information, we're working around a medical appointment that somebody
has
to. That's why we're doing our schedule with the appointment.
Well,
that's fine. So we're trying to accommodate everybody. Okay. All right. Well, this time, it is, I have 3:22. We'll conclude our pre-hearing conference, and the order will be issued, and that will proceed further as things work out. Thank you.